You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. Holy Ground is the title of the sermon today. It's in this Pentecost sermon series called Holy, a Pentecost Experience. How do we experience the holy? How do we experience the sacred? How do we go about intentionally in our lives cultivating a deep sense of the holy in the common, in the regular, even in the unclean and non-holy places of our lives and of our souls and of our world? Here in Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah encounters God and has this incredible, holy, ecstatic experience. It happens in the midst of his grief. It starts out in the year that King Uzziah died. And what you might not know is that King Uzziah, back here in the Chronicles and the King's text back here in the Bible, he was one of the good ones. He was one of the ones who had made the people of Israel and Judah to follow after God. He kept God's laws as good as he could, and he implored the people to do so as well, and it was a holy experience for the people. There's a rebirth and a revival of their faith in and among the nation. But King Uzziah died. On this Memorial Day, we want to lift up those in our lives who are the King Uzziahs, who make the world a better place, that urge us on in our faith, that bring the kingdom of God in the world. Because, friends, when they die, we grieve. And we wonder, will someone rise up to take their place? Will someone fill those shoes? Will someone enter into the void and the vacuum of leadership when the King Uzziahs of the world die, pass on? Will we live into their legacy? Isaiah sees seraphs, these magical, mystical, heavenly beings with all these wings and eyes and faces. It's six wings, two to cover their faces, two to cover their feet, with two they flew. And I want you to think about this holy ground experience right there. The seraphs, who are majestic and heavenly and celestial, have these wings to cover up their own faces, to cover up their own feet. In the ancient world, when you entered into a temple or tabernacle or holy place, you would cover your face. It's one of the reasons why you would bow. It was a sign of respect. You are greater than me. You are more glorious than me. You are more holy than me. Thus, I hide that which is unholy. The feet, which in the ancient world were always dirty from the journeys and travels and being on the roads and dust and dirt of life, were unholy as well. And so you cover those up. And then two to fly, two to make movement, two to get where this holy God would send you. And they call to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." And Isaiah's response to this whole majestic experience is not one of just wow and wonder. It's also one of woe. Woe is me. I am terrified. I am scared. I am an unholy, sinful, unclean being in the presence of the majestic, in the presence of the Almighty, in the presence of God. On this Trinity Sunday in the Christian calendar, we consider a text like this. What does it mean to come before the triune God? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. One in three, three in one, this beautiful dance of the majesty of God. And we come before a text like this on a Memorial Day and go, how do I live into the legacy? How do I live into the memory? How do I live into the holy? How do I intentionally make my world more sacred? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It happens like this, friends, that when we encounter the holy, when we have all that fear and anxiety that we can't live up, that we're not going to be able to live into the King Uzziah legacies of our life, when we're not sure that we should be before this majestic God of Trinity, 3 in 1, 1 in 3, what happens to us is what happens to Isaiah here. One of the seraphs flew to me holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs and touched my mouth. It said this, now this has touched your lips. Your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out. What does that mean, friends? You and I are now holy. You and I are now sacred. You and I are now set apart. No matter what we feel about ourselves, it's time to acknowledge what God says to you and me and says, you are the one I have chosen. You can lift your face. You can look at me. You can uncover those feet because they are about to move. I am sending you. You are the one. And indeed, we hear the invitation call out to us. Whom shall I send and who shall go for us? Who shall go for us? The Trinity, the 3 in 1 and the 1 in 3. And friends, when we find ourselves in that sacred ground, on that inspirational space, here's what you and I do to the call of the King Uzziahs who have died in our lives. Here am I. Send me. Sign me up. I want to try. I want to try to put my feet into their sandals. I want to try to fill those shoes. I want to try to be in that vacuum and void. I want to live into their legacy. The question is, friend, will you see yourself this way? Will you respond like Isaiah, woe is me, I am lost, I am a man of unclean lips? Or will you know and believe and hope that God indeed has touched your lips, your mouth, with the coal of fire, with all of the difficulties, pain, and problems of life, that you've been forged in the fires, and that God indeed is calling you, sending you on behalf of this Trinity to provide and create and cultivate holy, sacred, intentional, set apart experiences for yourself, for other people, for the world. How do you think the King Uzziahs became the King Uzziahs? How do you think the people, the special people that you are remembering today became those people? Because they stepped up and they stepped in and they spoke out and they were willing to go. That's you. That's the call to you and I today too, friend. Holy, holy, holy is the ground that you inhabit, stand on, and are at right now. And holy, holy, holy is the ground that you will go into this week. Amen.